Welcome to the Del Walmsley Radio Show. Listen and grow as Del questions the status quo, encourages you to think differently, and empowers you to make a better life. Get ready as Del challenges core beliefs, seeks the truth, and reveals the roadmap to the lifestyle you really want. And now your host, multi-millionaire, national award-winning investor, CEO and founder of Lifestyles Unlimited, Del Walmsley.
Welcome to Del Walmsley Radio Show, where the hype ends and the help begins. I'm your host, Del Walmsley, and as always, we're working on your financial freedom. Today, my friends, it is Tell Del Tuesday, and have I got a treat for you. Think about this in your life. How many times have you asked yourself, boy, do I have it tough? How many times you thought to yourself, man, everybody else gets it easier than I do. Wow, I don't know if I can make it. Should I give in? I mean, it's work and busy and my life is tough and boy, I just don't think it's fair. And then you run into somebody who is almost like sent here from God. Unbelievable how they see the world differently. This next guest we're going to bring up has brought down 4,000, 5,000 people in an auditorium, brought them to tears, and also had them in laughter. Just the story that she has to tell is unbelievable. Probably one of the best stories that we ever shared at Lifestyles, and I'm really happy that she is still hanging out with us out here and willing to share a story some more for everybody out there because it's so inspirational. If you've ever thought you couldn't do something, you need to listen to this story. So with us today is Jillian Vega. Jillian, welcome to the show.
Hi, Del. How are you?
All right. First of all, I have to tell everybody out there, Jillian looks like she's about 12 years old, even though she's a grown woman. It's hilarious. Yes. And so it really brings the crowd almost to their knees when she starts speaking in her little petite little voice and humble, yet such a great strength in her character. Jillian, I'm going to start the show off with, I looked at your Facebook to see what you're doing recently, and I noticed a statement in there. You said, I'm really happy with who I was, who I am, and who I'm becoming. You want to share with us what you meant by that?
Basically, it's just who I was. I mean, I had a certain way of being before, and I had an accident, and it changed, but it's all for the better.
So why don't you share with people, if you don't mind, that whatever degree you feel comfortable sharing, because I know you shared the whole story when you were in front of 5,000 people, so I don't think you're too shy. But tell us what you were like as a young girl, and then tell us what happened that really made you change your life.
I want to say I was pretty outgoing. I was pretty adventurous. And I had a car accident in 2007 where basically it almost took my life. I was airlifted to the hospital. My mom was called that night that I wasn't going to make it through the night. They saved my life in the hospital. I was there for about 2 months. And after about a year and a half, 2 years of therapy and doctor appointments and you name it, here I am.
So let's go ahead and give this a name, Jillian. I believe, if I remember right, it was traumatic brain injury that you had. They had diagnosed.
Yeah, I'm a TBI patient now, traumatic brain injury.
So I looked it up because I was just curious to see, can you recover from that? And they say that through treatment and whatever else they do, that there is a large amount of recovery, but not a total recovery in most cases. How do you see this?
Correct. No, I've gone as best as I can, but there's still a lot of things I can't do that I used to do. And you just get comfortable with being uncomfortable. I mean, you learn to turn your disability into an ability.
As you come out of the other side of this, that was 2007, at what year and what? How long past that did you start thinking, okay, I've got to figure out what I'm going to do with my life here? I mean, you had a job. You have a different job now, I think. Tell us what you were doing then for a job and what happened after that and what you are doing now.
I was in construction. I was, at that time, I was a project engineer, I believe. I was an intern. When I got out, I literally went to the interview, but they weren't hiring at the time, the company that I was interning with. So I ended up finishing school. I did end up getting a job. I got 4 construction jobs, actually, because they kept laying me off. And not just me, a whole group of people at a time. But I got caught up in the layoff. And the last job I had in construction laid me off in 2019. I got a part-time job at Lowe's. And I thought I was just going to study for my GC license and go from there. I wasn't going to stay at Lowe's forever. And then COVID hit in 2020. So I got stuck at Lowe's by default. And that's when I heard of Lifestyles. By the grace of God, I joined, and a month later I had a property.
Wow. That's amazing. We'll talk about the properties as we get going. And for folks out there, to make this story even more absurd, if you can, you can't even imagine this, but I don't think she's taller than 5 foot tall. She might be 4'11". I don't think she weighed even 90 pounds when I met her. What size were you back when you were doing this construction stuff? It had to have been small, right?
Yeah, no, I'm 5 feet. That hasn't changed.
All right, so you're 5 foot, and what did you weigh back then? I don't know what you weigh now, but back then you were just a little girl.
I was like 115 back then. I mean, and I was out in the field. So it wasn't like, wow, I had a ready office job. I was outside and telling grown men what to do.
I can see you. I can see you in your hard hat and your boots, man. I can envision it. It's just as clear as day to me. Oh, as an engineer, that's crazy. That's a good story. So after you came out of this, are you still working at Lowe's now, I think?
Yeah. I have a part-time just so I can keep getting a W-2 for more loans for my home.
Gotcha. You need to have that W-2 income to qualify for the single-family houses that you're
correct
doing. That's good. That's good. As you got started in this, let's talk about the metamorphosis. You came to the 2-day. What were you thinking when you went to the 2-day? How did you see yourself fitting into this?
Well, I didn't actually go to a 2-day. I saw the 2-day online, and it was through the single family mentor, Isaac Martinez. His wife posted up on Facebook that Lifestyles was the greatest thing, and basically going on a rant about how great Lifestyle was. And I messaged her. I'm like, what are you talking about?
So he became your mentor. And how did he help you through this process of getting to your first deal?
He's basically held my hand through this whole ordeal. I mean, I didn't know a lot of things. I watched all the videos like I should, and he helped fill in the gaps and give me the backing up I needed, because I was like, I know I need to do this, and he's like, you'll be fine, go do it. So it's like that little push that everyone needs, that you'll be fine, just go.
So where did you guys decide that you should buy your first property at? You lived in Miami. Stuff's very expensive there. Our process doesn't work in Miami proper, I don't think. Where did you buy your first property?
In Ocala, Florida, which is north of me, about 4.5 hours.
What was the name of the city again?
Ocala, Florida.
Okay, I've never heard of it, but that doesn't mean anything. And so you found a place where the numbers make sense then, right?
Yes, sir.
All right. What was the process? What all did you have to do 4 hours away? How did you get this all done?
I found the realtor. He helped me through the properties. I got all the numbers. I filled out the single family.
Single family spreadsheet. That's right.
The spreadsheet. I'm driving right now, so I know it's on the tip of my tongue. Sorry. And I had Isaac check it, and I have another mentor, Joe Flores, who's phenomenal. They both checked it and gave me the thumbs up, and I just closed on it, and that was my first house. And so I was like, I don't know what I just did. And it's very nerve-wracking.
Well, it worked, and let's talk about numbers. Did you make any money with this house?
Yes. Since I ended up buying it during COVID, I'm making about $800 a month on it right now.
Holy smokes. One property, huh? Just that one house. And did you capture any equity with it? How much equity do you have in it now?
Right now, I can sell it for pretty much double what I bought it for.
That's amazing. That is amazing.
Yeah.
And you just had to overcome the fear, and these guys helped you through that. So were there any naysayers along the way, just out of curiosity? Family members saying, hey, check yourself. Are you really ready for this? There's always that one in your ear saying, you know, come on, be careful. Did you have any naysayers?
Yeah, I had my uncle actually say that it was a scam, and he looked up the Google reviews, and he's like, read this, read that. He was only picking out the ones that were the bad reviews because people don't follow the roadmap. So, yeah, this stuff is going to go wrong, but all the other reviews were fine. I was like, and they've been around. I even had you guys checked out with the NSA. And yeah, because this was my first property, and I was like, this is all the money I have. I can't lose this. And everything checked out, so I jumped right in.
Wow. So I would assume if you've got that much cash flow and you made that much money, that first deal must have given you some confidence, huh?
Yeah, after that first one, I was like, all right, this isn't that bad. I bought five more afterwards.
Five more. That's great. That's really great. Can you imagine? I mean, people out there, and they see you, and I know because to me it was just a visual amazement to see you, the little you, come out there and be so successful and powerful coming out of this little person, which I'm not putting you down in any way, shape, or form for that. I'm just saying, you know, you don't normally see someone that's small and petite be so, you know, successful and powerful like you are. So, you know, forget the fact that you had the car accident, just in and of yourself. So that's good. How long did you wait to do the second one, and what did you do to get the second one?
The second one was new construction, and I ended up buying it I closed on that first one January 2021. August of 2021, I had the second one.
Okay, so you bought two of them in 21. And how did you do on the second one?
That one technically was during COVID still, so I'm doing great on it. Again, I could sell it for about 80 grand more than I bought it. I'm making about 650 on it a month, but no problems because since it was new construction, I haven't had an issue with it yet.
Boy, that's amazing. That is amazing. Just to think, just two properties creating that kind of cash flow for you. We're going to get to all of them before the show's over, but I'm just sitting here thinking about what that would mean to so many people, you know, to have $1,450 positive cash flow and to make that much money some people don't make that much money, don't save that much money, don't have that much cash flow coming in their entire lives, and you did it in January to August, 8 months. That's amazing. What a story.
Yeah.
So after you did the second one, what was the uncle saying then?
Yeah, he was like, oh, you got lucky because it was COVID and this and that. I was like, okay. I mean, he still wasn't convinced. He thought it was just because of COVID I got lucky and thought the luck was going to run out and this and that.
We're going to go into the rest of that story after the break here because, hey, you know, sometimes it's good to be lucky. Other times it's good to be smart. So we'll take a short break. We'll be right back with Jillian Vega and the Del Walmsley Radio Show.
The roadmap to creating the lifestyle you really want. Keep listening. The Del Walmsley Radio Show returns in moments. Learn to retire in 5 years or less through real estate investing. Learn how, learn now. Let Lifestyles Unlimited show you how. Get educated now. Text the word radio to 88007. That's radio to 88007. Join for just $297. Lifestyles Unlimited. You're hearing the Del Walmsley Radio Show. Want more life-changing knowledge? Access our podcast and listen on demand at lifestylesunlimited.com under the radio tab. Now your host, Del Walmsley.
Welcome back to Del Walmsley Radio Show. With me here today on Tell Del Tuesday is Jillian Vega. And before we get back to Jillian, I just want to remind you all that the expo is coming up here. That is the Lifestyles Unlimited Wealth and Passive Income Expo and bus tour. And if you've never been on the bus tour, you absolutely need to get on the bus tour. There's nothing like it going from apartment complex to apartment complex and watching what we do to make millions of dollars in these deals. So if you haven't signed up yet, you need to text the word EXPO to 88007. That's EXPO to 88007. There are many different ways to sign up. You can get in to all sorts of different events, but the general admission ticket is very inexpensive and very reasonable. If you want to spend time with me and other people personally, those are different events that you can sign up for. But whatever, the bottom line is you need to be there because it will change your mind. Jillian, you went to the expo, I know, at least once. How many times have you been to the expo?
Like 4 or 5.
Tell people what you thought the first time you went to the expo, what it meant to you.
I thought it was a good educational. Basically, it's like you're watching class, but live. So it was very interesting and very eye-opening. I got to see classes I hadn't seen on a computer. And the main part is you get to network, especially being in Miami, where I'm so far away from everyone. I get to make a face with a name type thing. That's a face with a name. And it was a lot nicer because you get to make all these contacts and you get to meet people. I really liked the expo, so I kept going back.
Were you surprised how open people were with their finances, with their information, with their help? Being that, you know, you've never spent that time with them. You are now coming into the inside group of knowing everybody. Were you surprised how open everybody was?
Absolutely. Everyone is like an open book. Being from Miami, like I said, everyone is very skeptical. They hide stuff. They don't want to share. And they're very to themselves, even with family. You ask your cousin, and they're like, oh, we did it. How'd you do that? Oh, we just watched this classes online or something. But they're not open to explaining as opposed to our lifestyles. Everyone's like, what do you want to know? They tell you more than you ask for. I love it. Everyone's a family. Everyone's helping each other out, because at the end of the day, there's more than enough real estate to go around. There's no reason why everyone has to be like that.
No doubt. So the uncle said the first two were lucky because he said COVID was why you were lucky. I really think he just didn't want to believe that you could be more successful than he has been. So he was, you know, giving you a hard time about it. How did we do the third one? Let's talk about the third property purchase, and what was it?
The third one was a triplex in Mount Dora, Florida. It's a suburb of, like, Orlando. It's in Central Florida. The numbers, again, made sense. I passed on the numbers to my mentor, Joe Flores and Isaac Martinez. They gave me the thumbs up, and I made an offer. There was a couple people that had made offers also, but I don't know why. Out of every offer that he had, he picked mine. So I guess that is going with luck again.
Maybe it's just the right offer.
Yeah, I mean, he picked mine, and he's like, he actually counter-offered what I offered. And I was like, I accepted it, and we closed right then and there.
So did you find it any different to buy a triplex compared to buying a single-family house? What new things did you have to learn, if any?
Not really learn anything. I was a little more skeptical just because it was three units compared to one. But in theory, it was the same process. You get all the numbers and you put them in the single family Excel spreadsheet and make sure all the numbers work exactly how they're supposed to. Insurance and any amenities the property might have and all that, taxes, all that jazz. But it was pretty much the same process.
Okay, so let's talk about cash flow on this. What kind of cash flow? Usually with a triplex, you get pretty good cash flow.
Yeah, I'm making really good cash flow. It's cash flowing about $2,300 a month.
Get out of here. Are you kidding me? Really?
No. Yeah.
Oh my gosh. I've got to get out my radio telephone calculator for this one. That's just too much. $2,300 a month, plus the other one was $800 a month, plus $650 a month. So let's take it was $2,300 a month, or no, it was $2,800 a month, right? What was it? This last one?
It's $2,300.
Okay, so $2,300 plus $800 on the first one, plus $650 on the other one. All that equals $3,750 a month. Holy smokes! And that's tax-free income. So those three properties, you're probably making more than you're making at Lowe's, I would think, huh?
Oh, definitely. Definitely.
So there you go. Three properties, and you've already replaced your earned income. That's an amazing story. That really is. Did you make any, is there any capital gains on the triplex since you bought it? By the way, when did you buy that? What year and date did you buy that one?
2023. I didn't buy anything in 2022.
Okay. So you bought that one in 23, and this is now 25. What's that one? Is there any equity in that one yet?
I bought it for $435. My realtor says I could probably sell it for $535.
Okay. So you made $100,000 on that also, equity-wise. So.
Yeah.
you've got four houses and one triplex. So that means you did one more house. Let's talk about the last house you did, and where was that, and when did you do that one?
Again, in Ocala, by my other two. That one was, it was in probate courts, so I had to wait a little bit, but it paid off because the grandparents that owned the house had passed away and left it in the will to their only daughter. She didn't want it. So she sold it for as much as they bought it in 1995. So I got a house for about 200 grand. And everything that I replaced.
And what was it worth at the time?
Probably like 230.
All right, so you got a good deal on that one, and have you rented that one yet?
Yes, that one I'm making $675.
No, holy smokes! So I want to share with you guys that are just listening to this, you don't really have any understanding of how this really works. So she makes $4,300 a month positive cash flow, times 12 months a year. That's $51,600 a year. Now, she doesn't have to pay Social Security or income taxes, which is 15%. She doesn't have to pay income tax, which on this might be another 15, so 30%. So this would be times 1.3, making this worth about $67,000 a year of income. Did that in just, 21 to 25, that's 4 years. So that's a great, great result. Jillian, you then went on and decided somewhere in the way you were going to do some passive deals and some multifamily deals. What made you decide to try that?
I just wanted more money. And the only way to get rich is by just jumping in. I mean, I can't do this slow. So I went all in. Go big or go home.
So how did you decide which passive deals to get in?
It was just like all the other deals. You do your research. The leads send out emails. You read through their PPEs and their summaries and make sure the deal fits what you're doing and your lifestyle. And these were brand new leads on their first deal. So they were only going to be taking a small amount of money and closing in 1 to 2 years. I was like, that's perfect because I need the money quick because I wanted to get into more properties. Two of them closed. I have one still pending. But two of them closed while I was in Spain walking El Camino. I get an email saying, hey, we closed. Here's your final disbursement. I was like, perfect. So I made like over 30 grand, literally just walking Spain.
That's hard to take, boy.
Yeah, exactly.
Unbelievable. So I take it you like to travel, huh?
Yeah.
All over the world, or do you have special places you like to go?
No, I travel normally where I know someone that I have contact with. So uh-huh. I've gone to Spain, I've gone to France, Italy, Sweden, all over the U.S. My next trip is probably Taiwan sometime this year.
Boy, that's amazing. That is amazing to think about this. That you've, at your young age, you've already accumulated enough passive income that you can travel the world and don't have to be tied to a job. I mean, there's got to be people out there that are massively jealous of you. And maybe has the uncle come around yet to believe this wasn't just luck?
Yeah, he has. He has enjoying lifestyles because he's like, that's not for him. But he's like, all right, congratulations. I proved them wrong. And I have the fifth one now up in Gainesville, Florida, but that's under rehab. So I haven't rented it out because they're still fixing it up. I'm actually on my way to go see it right now.
Wow. So what does the future hold for Miss Jillian Vega?
I want to sell the triplex this year and possibly one of my homes and buy a 6 or 8 unit little apartment just to see how that goes. And if it goes good, we'll keep going. Why not?
Wow, nothing stop you, huh?
No, this is actually some fun. I'm not scared anymore.
So all of that engineering education and construction education, does that help you see through some of this stuff to understand it better?
Yes, and I mean, it's a little different because what I was doing was commercial real estate, commercial construction, but at the end of the day, it's the same premises for residential. A goes with Great. B goes with C, so you know exactly how things work and what needs to get done.
Well, I'm really proud of you. I just want you to realize that the whole world out here is proud of you, and we're excited for you, too, because every time I speak to you, you've done more, and that's what's exciting. Are you going to go to the expo this year?
Yes, I am. I'm looking forward to it.
All right, so if you want to meet Jillian Vega, and I'm telling you, this is a little firecracker. You wouldn't, like you said, she goes, I'm 5 foot. She bragged about being 5 foot tall, whether you realize that or not, because I called her 4'11", and she got mad. No, I'm 5 foot tall. So this is a little firecracker, guys. You want to come meet her, you need to go to the expo. And if you haven't signed up already, you need to text the word expo to 88007. 88007, text the word expo. Get yourself some tickets. Get yourself a hotel room. Come out, spend 4 days with us, and get educated and get motivated and get inspired to travel the world, to retire, to do the wonderful things in life you wanted to do that Jillian's doing and doing at a young age. So this is really exciting for you. Jillian, I really want to congratulate you and thank you for all the give back that you've given back to us throughout the ages here, coming up and speaking for us at the expo, speaking for us at Case Studies, and now doing the radio show. I really appreciate it. Thank you.
No, you're welcome, Del. Anything I can do to give back.
The best give back you can have is massive success, so we can keep watching you. For the rest of you out there, remember this, it's not the money, it's the lifestyle, and she's got it. We'll see you at Expo.
Listening to the Del Walmsley Radio Show. Want more of Del's unconventional wisdom? Go to lifestylesunlimited.com and click the radio tab. Listen to past shows, hear podcasts on demand, and find out how you can change your life today. The Del Walmsley Radio Show is part of the Lifestyles Unlimited Radio Network.
The information and opinions you hear on the Del Walmsley Radio Show are those of the host, Del Walmsley, his guests, and his callers, and do not necessarily reflect the opinions of this station, its affiliates, its management, or advertisers. The Del Walmsley Show is for entertainment purposes only. Please consult a professional regarding your personal investment needs. Nothing presented on the Del Walmsley Show constitutes an endorsement, recommendation, offer, or solicitation to buy or sell any product or security.